I'm very happy to meet my spiritual sisters and brothers, a few women. I've been asked to share my experiences as well as some ideas about spiritual empowerment. Before we embark to become an emperor in this corporeal world, Baba is empowering us with spiritual powers. Is it not? Our ultimate aim in this Sangam Yuga, the very purpose of studying the spiritual knowledge or the godly wisdom, is to become king, queen, emperor, empress. Is it not? That is our ultimate aim, but the present aim is to become a spiritual emperor. Spiritual empowerment means spiritual emperor. What are the qualification of an emperor? What should be the qualification of an emperor? Empowerment. The first is spiritually you must be a very powerful being. Is it not? Powerful. You must be capable of taking all challenges and you must be capable of turning all the challenges into opportunity, opportunities into excellency or in favor of him. Is it not? Number one. Number two, spiritual empower here means you must be more benefactorer. Your worldly sense also, an emperor means, is always benefactor. He always empower others, or he will bestow others. He must be capable of giving blessings, not cursing. Is it not? Blessings. Who can bestow blessings? Those who have power can only bestow blessings. Is it not? So spiritual empowerment mentally is very, very, very powerful. Mentally free from all kinds of problems. Whether it is an emotional problem, whether it is a vices, whether it is negativity, whether it is any other. So he must be free from mental weaknesses. That he must be very powerful mentally. Because the king, each act is decided by his powerful thoughts. Is it not? He must be very powerful. Empowerment means. Because his each decision, each thought helps others, guide others, motivate others, liberate others, give blessings to others. Spiritual when Baba in his birth through his spiritual wisdom first give the knowledge, because we all believe the knowledge is way to enlightenment, knowledge is way to empowerment, knowledge is way to liberation, knowledge is way to enrichment, knowledge. So in this Sangamiga, Baba has bestowed us a wonderful knowledge, an unique knowledge, most significant knowledge, and which helps us to realize our own self and our own nature, our own origin, our own future, and our all karma. Is it not? So that is why first, the spiritual empowerment means empowering through knowledge. Because once we have a knowledge, on the basis of a knowledge, whether it is physical relationship, or it is material, whether it is our concepts, whether it is our origin, everything is the knowledge. So, on the basis of the knowledge, our thinking process starts. Say, if you have a knowledge between the two individuals about our relationship, our thought process, thinking, changes, you know, or accordingly, according to that understanding, the relations develops, and according to that relationship, our thoughts flow. So, here also, the knowledge made us to realize that I am a conscient entity. I have descended from the incorporeal world and I have returned to my sweet abode. And I am a traveler in this world. So all these aspects, I am a traveler. Nothing is constant, nothing is permanent, nothing is blocking, it is only changing. Is it not? So this knowledge helps us to keep ourselves in a powerful condition, in the sense, nothing in this world can become an obstacle permanently. Because it's all moving. I myself is a moving spirit. Conscience itself is a moving spirit. Both in the thought level as well as in the journey together. You are always a moving spirit. So this understanding, the spiritual empowerment, just like emperor. You look around the world and you take care of the children, you take care of the subjects, you take care of the everything. So also, the knowledge makes us to understand our own nature as well as the subjects. Our subjects including our five organs and about the physical world, corporeal world and other social, the society. So, the spiritual knowledge makes first most powerful being. Powerful being. Once we become a powerful being, then it is easy to move around. The second thing is, the spiritual empowerment means, the very purpose of our life is to become a loveful being. In the corporeal world, or in subtle world, or in future world, the love is the most important factor. If you have a love, you will share anything. If you do not have love, you won't share anything. If you have a love, you will be liked, and others will also like you. Is it not? The communication will be easy when we have a love for each other. So also when we have a love for our own subjects, then it is easy to communicate, it is easy to understand, it is easy to transmit, it is easy to share everything. So what is the spiritual empowerment means? We empower with lot of true love. In this birth, Baba, the first inheritance is we experience it as a true love. Is it not? So the more we grow towards loveful state of consciousness, then automatically we ourselves will become powerful being, loveful being. Emperor means he is liked by everyone. Is it not? Empowerment here, the first, second step is a loveful being. We must be very loving personality. Not only a beautiful personality, but a loving personality. Is it not? The second aspect is the most loving personality. That love comes from, not from the material world, not from the physical things, not from other things. It comes from the spiritual father. Is it not? The more we have a link with him, the more we remember him, the more we translate his virtues into an action or in our behavior, in our relationship, in our understanding, then automatically that love will become the guiding force. The guiding force. Raja, or the empowerment means, a Raja always guides with love. So, it is the guiding force is not only the mere law. This world is governed by law, governed by power, governed by money, governed by military, governed by other social factors. But where are the future things? Or even in the present day also, to become a more successful, one should have a more loving nature. So the second, as I said, the loveful being, the spiritual empowerment, one should be a loveful. To enhance the love, the another important thing that we should have, that is truth. The Raja means truthful being. Truthful. The more he becomes truthful, then his subjects also will automatically be more truthful. In this world, people are not truthful, subjects are not truthful, rulers are not truthful, so many other factors are there. So Baba says, now you become a more and more truthful because the truth Baba is bestowing. Only knowledge. Is it not? The more we become truthful, Satyam Shivam Sundaram. The truth is power, truth is beauty, truth is also act like a weapon to transform. Is it not? So that is why Baba said, a spiritual empowerment means one should be a very truthful personality. Truth. Truth is the guiding force. The more we understand the godly knowledge, then the truth becomes our inheritance or our power then automatically our each thought will become more truthful. The another important, because in this world everything is corrupted, you know. In the name of truth, many things are being sold. So because of this misleading world, confusion world, chaos world, conflict world, why the truth is not there? Truth is not prevailing. Even in their own understanding, truth is not prevailing. That is why Baba says, the more you understand the spiritual wisdom, then you will become a very truthful, and your thoughts will become clean and clear, powerful. When there is a truth is there, the thought will become powerful. In the absence of truth, the thought confuses. And sanskara, behavior, everything changes, you know. As Baba says, the spiritual empowerment means it should become a very, very truthful thing. Yes, when we adapt the truth, the many things, try to challenge, try to shake, try to create obstacles, try, it will come in the, on the way. But the more we become a powerful, then automatically all other things disappear. You know. The fourth factor is, the more we have a truth, automatically the mind becomes peaceful. Why the mind becomes peaceful? Peace becomes our nature, peace becomes our power, peace becomes our way of dealing. Our way of dealing, peace automatically is our nature, it becomes. When there is an absence of truth, then we lose peace also, peace of mind also, then our nature corrupts. So Baba says, spiritual empowerment means we become a very peaceful soul. The soul is always peaceful. When the soul is peaceful, then his dealings also will be peaceful, and his reflections also will be peaceful. In every thought, he will radiate peace to others. Every thought, every action, he will radiate peace. If there is a peace, immediately he will also experience the peace. So when they experience the peace, definitely they love you more, then you will love them more. So what we need in this world is first empower human conscious with full of peace. It is not full of wealth, human life. Even if you have a worldly wealth, physical wealth, or status, some other things, but the status, if you do not have a peace of mind, we may lose the state of power, is it? So what we need is first a peaceful state of consciousness. That peaceful state of consciousness comes from a spiritual understanding, the spiritual truth. The more we understand spiritual truth, leads us to the eternity, immortality, imperishable state of consciousness, immortal. Mortal things, otherwise worldly, the human mind always attract towards the mortal things, or material things, or things which are always changing, altering. So, we will not be attracted to them, we may use them, we may properly take care of them, and we may use it in the right purpose also, but we cannot be deceived by such material prosperity or things. So what we need today, Baba says, a peaceful state of consciousness, in the sense, we must have an 100% peaceful being. Peaceful being. Even as Murali Baba said, even the deities, even their images also reflect peace. Images, the cheerful state of consciousness, they are so cheerful because they are peaceful. So spiritual empowerment means peace, peace, peace. When we have a peace, automatically we command respect, we command love, we command respect. We need not borrow or beg for it. In this world, people expect respect, but respect is not a one way. We have to command respect through our personalities, through our understanding, through our action, through our karma, through our care, through our behavior. So the emperor means he commands respect. He won't demand respect. In this world, people demand respect. But whereas an emperor commands respect. Is it not? So the spiritual empowerment means you automatically command. That is command respect. Baba commands respect. We love him so much. We respect him so much. And we try to follow every word and every thought about him. Why? Because we love him. So also, a spiritual emperor means he is not only just dictating the subjects to do like this. They just follow what emperor does it. The spiritual emperor means he sets the trend, he sets the guidelines, he sets the example. He lead by example, not by. He lead by example. So what we are lacking in this world is leadership quality. That is the moral leadership, economic leadership, political leadership, social leadership, and ideal leadership. We do not. The spiritual empowerment makes you, creates you as a true leader. True leader is not just a leader for a momentary period, for a short period, for a mundane gain, for a power, for gaining some power, political power, or economic power, or other powers. But he leads a righteous way of life. Spiritual empowerment means righteous way of living. Righteous way of commanding. Righteous way of taking and giving. Bestowing as well as accepting also. In this world people accept anything and everything unrighteousness. You know. Even somebody prizes somebody, even though he is not worthy, he will accept mentally, but he himself feels he is very proud of it. Or if somebody offer you some more things, material things, you will accept even. But in this process, he loses. So what a emperor, spiritual emperor means, he accepts only the righteous things, not unrighteous. As a result, he will become a more and more a lawful being. In this world, people are more unlawful, not lawful. Whereas the spiritual empowerment means, he will make you more lawful being. As a lawful being, as well as lawful being. The future world is governed by law. Law and law together. Here only law. Love and law. Law means manners, behavior, that's included. Not law means enacted by the parliament, enacted by legislation, enacted by some leader, enacted by something. That becomes a law. So here, a spiritual emperor means setting a proper attitude for every action and for every relations and every work. You know, that is the law. So he showed us a righteous manner. The more we have the spiritual such manner, then automatically people will copy it easily and thereby they adapt as a way of living, as a way of understanding, as a way of behavior, and it becomes an integral part of our culture. It becomes a culture. Once we adapt it in the form of a culture, then it is easy. It becomes a very natural way of life, you know. So very natural. What we need today is adapting that spiritual culture. We have so many other cultures in the world, you know. But all this culture will disappear or change and transform once we adapt through spiritual empowerment of the culture. Baba says, what is our spiritual culture? Spiritual culture is first, is positive thinking. Positive thinking becomes a very natural way. Just like in our worldly sense, some culture we have adapted, some dress we have adapted, some thinking behavior. That has become a very natural, body conscious become very natural. Whereas the spiritual empowerment, the soul conscious become very natural. Soul conscious is very natural because I am a soul, I am an eternal being, I am an immortal being, I descended to this world. I am only a light, I am only a moving spirit, I am only a traveler, I am not this body. It becomes a very natural understanding as well as a natural way of living. That becomes a culture. We need a practice. So once it becomes a culture, then it's easy for us in dealings. So Baba says, now you must have this as a your culture. Spiritual empowerment, this should become a natural way. Once we have this natural way, automatically we take care of this, our outlook towards the society will be different. Our, the impact of the material world or the material worldly things will not influence either on temporarily or on permanent basis or on they cannot treat you also. So Baba says the spiritual impermanence look around his subjects or around this world, around his own body, around his own nature, physical nature, with a detached mood. He will have, always have the detached mood. The more we have a detached, then it is easy to realize and understand. Whereas in the worldly people, they have got more an attachment. They cannot detach themselves, both on the body conscious and the material conscious and other things. So Baba says spiritual empowerment means you lead the example through detachment. And you can attach to the body when you want to act. Or whenever when we do not want, we can easily detach. You can have this balance. Baba says, if you have a balance, you will get the blessings. Balancing. The more we have a balancing power, then you will enjoy blessings, and as well as you take, you will get the blessings, and you will also bestow the blessings to others. So it is easy to get blessings from others in a very natural way, as well as it is easy to bestow the blessings to others. Because every thought will be powerful as a result. Wherever you go, whatever you see, whomever you meet, you will bestow them the light and might. Because you are in a soul conscious. You are in God conscious. Baba says, not only a soul conscious, you have to be God conscious. God conscious, Baba said, through your features, you should reveal Baba. How you will reveal Baba? A spiritual beings only can reveal God. Material man, material persons, material wisdom cannot reveal the eternal wisdom or the divine. So Baba says the spiritual empowerment means you will revealing the truth, you will reveal the divinity. Divinity. Our ultimate aim of life is to become divinized souls. Pure souls or divinized. Divinized. Divinity is our personality. Divinity is our permanent personality. In this world, divinity is not personality, body consciousness is personality. So, the spiritual empowerment means making divinity as our personality. All the deities and all the angels, irrespective of a religious affiliation, you know, in each religion, the people have a faith in angels. What they reflect? They reflect divinity. They reflect peace. They reflect love. They reflect truth. They reflect, there is nothing but divinity. It is not. So that is why they are worship worthy. The more we become spiritually empowered, then we will become automatically worship worthy. Pujani process. Worship worthy. Material man we may worship, we may follow temporary period, afterwards we throw him. You can see, there are thousands of examples in this world. In the past history, in the present history, also. Baba says, the more you become spiritually empowered, automatically, then you will become a true worship worthy. Worship worthy. Is it not? So, that should become our personality. All the deities, they were spiritually elevated. That is why they were worshipped for this. Not because they had a crown of prosperity, they had a jewel, so many jewels, and so much beautiful cloth, and worldly things. They are not important. Those are important because they have inherited that also because of their perfection, because of their purity of mind, they inherited that. But in this world, people who have wealth, well, we don't worship them. They are worship worthy. Even though they had wealth, at the same time, they are called worship worthy also. In this world, people were very billionaires. But we don't worship them. We will prize them for a period. For our self gain or for somebody's gain, or we may appreciate, and that may be different. So Baba says, a spiritual empowerment means to become an eternal being, an immortal being, an imperishable being. You say God is avinashi. So also the soul will become an immortal being. If we understand our role in this world drama properly, and we play that role properly also. We understand our role, not only limited role, unlimited role. A material person's understanding about his own life is very limited. The spiritual personality is unlimited. Our role is also not limited to a one birth, limited to a few birth, limited to a one yuga, but it is for eternal, for the whole cycle, for 5,000 years. We understand, we play our role for 5,000 years in this cycle, is it not? So the spiritual empowerment means Jesus makes us automatically Swadarshana Chakradhari. So that Swadarshana Chakra, the cycle, it is not merely the cycle is spinning, we are also moving along with the cycle. We are also a responsible instrument. We are also instrument for change, instrument for transformation, instrument for playing a role right from the very beginning of the cycle. Is it not? So in this birth, the more spiritually empowered means we automatically play a role as a Swadarshana Chakradhari. Otherwise, when they have this knowledge, then it is easy for them. There is no confusion, no chaos, no conflict, no confusion. They have got the clarity of mind is there. And the clarity is there, oh yes, this birth, this is my role, future birth, this is my role, future is, my role is like this one. It is easy to understand our future births also, and thereby we prepare our mind accordingly. The spiritual understanding, the deep understanding, makes us to prepare for a better future. In this world, people die. Yeah, you have to become a doctor, you have to become an engineer, you have to become a so-and-so expertise in such and such a period. We prepare their mind first, is it not? Here, as a spiritual understanding makes you, or prepare our life for a better future. Because we have got a charity. We are not only living for one birth, but we are passed through 5,000 year cycle. For that cycle, we need power, we need truth, we need purity. The spiritual empowerment is perfection. Spiritual empowerment is 100% pure. As I said, divinization. So, Baba said, now, the ultimate aim is to become spiritually empowered. Once you are spiritually empowered, it is easy to become an angel. And angels are nothing but an empowered soul. Deities are nothing but completely forfeit, physically and mentally, forfeit souls. Whereas in Sankham Yuga, we have mentally we have become other body. But whereas in this Kali Yuga body, we inherited from Kali Yuga. So naturally, the five elements are impure, and our inheritance also impure. So we are in the process of perfection, in the process of parivartan, transformation. So spiritual empowerment means not only just changing our sanskara, but it is adapting the new sanskaras. Adapting, people say, changing. Change is a process, but we are adapting. Adaption. Adapting. we adapt it. We acquire it. The more we acquire and adapt, then automatically we develop. Just like if you acquire money, you will become powerful. If you acquire weapon, you will become powerful. If you acquire some instrument, yes, I got so and so instrument for my purpose of different purposes. Then you will, material power you develop. Here also, you are adapting this truth, adapting the new sanskara. The more you adapt that new sanskara, you will feel more elevated. Just like you are moving on the mountains, you always feel you are more elevated. If you are moving over sky, and you will feel, oh, you are free. Feel. So also, the spiritual enlightenment and the spiritual empowerment. Enlightenment and the empowerment. They always go together. Cannot be separated. The more we get enlightenment, the more we will automatically empower. And then empowerment means improved life. And ultimately, you will become one day a true an emperor. True emperor. Brahmadeva, from ordinary life, from ordinary businessman, through spiritual empowerment, he is virtually is an emperor. Is it? He is virtually is emperor. So also, we are being his children, not only Shiva Baba, but Brahma Baba also. So we inherit that wisdom through spiritual improvement. Then we can easily nearer to Baba, nearer to the Divine, nearer to our kingdom, nearer to our future world. Baba knows the present and Baba also knows his own future, his own kingdom also. Is it not? He's got the divine intellect and divine eye. As a result, he knows his own future as well as the future kingdom also. That is why it's easy for him to guide others. It's easy for him to guide others. A spiritual emperor alone can liberate from all kinds of suffering. Whether it is a physical suffering, mental suffering, monetary suffering, social suffering, economic suffering, political suffering, and all kinds of suffering today. A spiritual guide alone is capable of removing all kinds of suffering. That is the Shri Baba. He comes only at the end of Kali Yuga, because Kali Yuga is full of suffering. At this time of suffering, he guides humanity and then ultimately he empowers them and he liberates them and makes them again more happy. Spiritual empowerment can only bring happiness. Other things may bring happiness, it may be a short period, temporary period. But spiritual empowerment, it brings you a permanent happiness. Permanent happiness. Happiness is our birthright, Baba says. Why? Because you are a spiritual being. Your mind will not be affected by the material laws or gain. Your mind is full of spiritual wisdom. Otherwise, in worldly people, if they have got power today, they are very happy. If they do not have power, they lose happiness. If they have got status today, they are happy. If they lose status, next day they will be unhappy. You cannot have that equilibrium. Equanimity will not be there. So Baba says, spiritual empowerment means you are so always light, 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 light. You will not be, the material things will not influence him, rather, he will influence the material things. He will not be influenced. That is why Shri Baba is not influenced by the glittering world of this world. Rather, he guides this world and make this world once again a pure world, a divine kingdom. A divine kingdom. He is establishing a divine, orderly kingdom. So Baba making us a new world order, new world, new world based on first. Before we embark to a new world order, Baba is making the spiritually empowered personalities. Once the spiritual empowerment comes, the material world, the present day world, will definitely change. Three simple example I would like to tell you. You know the Kansa, the story of Kansa? Kansa was a king in India earlier, and his sister Devaki, you know Devaki? Krishna's mother, you know. Somebody planted an idea into his consciousness. Devaki's children, or the child, or the son, Gaurimadi, he will become an instrument for his death. Then, what he was doing is, he was a king at that time. He was used to kill all the children. Is it not? Ultimately, of course, somebody saved one child of Krishna, he was taken away from the jail. Devaki in jail, and later on he escaped. The story is a different. Ultimately, the Krishna killed Kansa. What I mean to say, the one wrong idea was planted into the human conscious, and as a result, he was a devil. With a devil, he was used to kill the children, just newborn babies. Is it? At that time, one king was acting like that. See, in this world, the people kill not only the newborn baby, before they take birth, they kill in the mother womb itself. So such a kingdom could not revive. It was destroyed. It was changed. It was transformed. In the present world, with so many evils, so many dirty things, can continue for a long period. Is it possible? It cannot. So one Kansa, he could not sustain himself. He could not retain power. He could not become an immortal. Immortal. So also, the present day world has to go. It cannot continue for a long period. It is only a question of time. But why the question of time? Because we are imperfect. We are not ready to pick up the new challenges. So that is why Baba says, we the Brahmins, when they become spiritually, totally, 100% empowered, then automatically, this kind of an act that is going on, in every part of the world, in every city, in every town, in every country, every religion, in every system, is continuing. So that cannot continue for a long period. So, this unrighteousness cannot continue for a long period. You know, there was a Mahabharata war. In Mahabharata, according to stories, Pandavas and Kauravas were very few. Kauravas were very many. And even at that time, the war field, they were called Dharma Kshetra. Kurukshetra, the war field, it was considered as a Dharma Kshetra. Dharma means it's a righteous place of action also. Why it was considered even at that time is called Dharma Kshetra? Because there were some principles for even to fight each other. There were the principles of war principles of that time. But number one, the enemy should not kill children. The enemy should not kill the people who are unarmed. The enemy should not kill women. The enemy should not fight in the night time. Is it not? Night time they should not. Moment. And even if you wanted to kill your own enemy first, it is unarmed. You can't fight with him. First, give an opportunity to take an arm and give a call to him, take a challenge, and then fight each other. That is why called Dharma Kshetra. In this world, even if you take the example of the very recent war of Iraq, you know, all these ethics were forgotten. They were bombing day in and day out. They were bombing in the night time. They were bombing on hospitals. They were bombing on schools. They were bombing on children. They were bombing on unarmed people. Just like Kauravas could not sustain themselves, their kingdom. Is it not? Even though they were doing little righteousness, how can this world continue in such an unrighteous acts are being perpetuated in the human society? Yes. So, if you compare to the Mahabharata, this is the most darkest period than Mahabharata. Even at that period, people consider the darkest period. Unrighteous. When you compare to the present day world, it is 1,000 times worse than that period. 1,000 times worse. Is it not? So then how can this world can remain for a long period? It cannot. If it is remaining means it is because we have granted some more time for them. Because we have not prepared ourselves. It is at our mercy they are living. I will tell you. If we prepare ourselves for this challenge and become more powerful, then these things cannot continue for a long period. Even in Ramayana, if we say Ravana kidnapped Sita. Okay, kidnapped Sita. Even if you consider the story, he kidnapped Sita, he was a king, he kidnapped a queen of another king, emperor. But till to his last moment, he never misbehaved with that woman. But in this world, how many stories, how many things are happening? Is it not? Because of one king's act of that mischievous act, he could not sustain his kingdom. He could not sustain his family. The whole kula, all the family was destroyed. So also the present day world has to go.